always like to start everything with like a prayer, and I always like to take 3 deep breaths, and then I just, you know, to get God here with us. So if you just want to do this with me, we're going to do 3 deep breaths, and then I'm going to say a little prayer, and then I'll just get started if everybody's okay with that. Okay, deep breath in and hold it. Slowly release. Deep breath in and hold it. Slowly release. Deep breath in and hold it. Slowly release. Oh, God, thank you for this opportunity. Look where I'm sitting. I feel so honored. I'm very excited about CODA, as you know, God. And just please help me today while I do this talk that I say what I need to say, hear what I need to hear, and just know what I need to know for this talk that I'm fixing to do. And thank you for all the awesome people on. I'm excited, and so it is. Ah, thank you. Okay, so I am on a ball. This is how I work. I work at home every day, and I work on a ball. So all day long, I'm working, and I'm twerking, and I'm working, and I'm twerking. So I'll try to be still with y'all, though, so that I don't drive you crazy. And then, so the whole thing about what I wanted to talk to you about was stay in your own hula hoop. So I have my hula hoop here because at our gym, these are weighted hula hoops. And we were in a class with about, I guess there was about 30 ladies and everybody was above 50. And we were hula hooping like to the itsy bitsy, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini. And it was awesome. So one day I was like, man, I need to stay in my own hula hoop. I don't need to be getting in your hula hoop and you don't need to be getting in my hula hoop. I need to stay in my own hula hoop. So from that came this talk that I do that I just love this talk. And it's pretty funny and it's probably a little bit interactive, but it's about staying in your own hula hoop. And I don't know if y'all know a lot about codependency, but I was never in my hula hoop. I was always in somebody else's hula hoop, or I allowed everybody to be in my hula hoop and it was freaking chaos. Oh, I wanted to show y'all this. Can y'all see it? Don't hate, meditate. Don't hate, meditate. So anyway, the way I start my day every day is on my knees. I like to get on my knees first and then I sit on my butt and I meditate. And it just makes me so happy. I know somebody had alluded that I always have fun. I pretty much always have fun. And I think part of it is because of my God and how CODA has caused a lot of sanity with me now, which I didn't really have before. So what I want to do is talk about staying in your own hula hoop, this hula hoop here. And we're going to be twirling and whirling some ideas today. Doesn't that sound fun, y'all? Let's twirl and whirl with me. Don't make me do it by myself. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Well, the first thing that came to my point, that came to my mind is, what's your point? So have y'all ever been with anybody and they maybe don't have your best interest at heart and they're like shaming you or something? So one time somebody was doing that to me. My friend Maria's here. So if I look over there, I'm looking at my friend. Somebody shamed me, said something to me. I don't even know what it was. And I looked at him and I'm like, what's your point? And you know what? Silence. Because, and if y'all want to write that down, this is a good thing. What's your point? Just ask them, what's your point? You know, because now that I'm in CODA, I don't have to, right? I don't have to do what you say. I don't have to do anything I don't want to do because I'm an adult now and I can do what I want to do. And if somebody's talking to me and I'm like, what's your point? I don't really care what your point is. Don't talk to me like that is probably the message here. So that was one of my favorite things because people would say like, Linda, you know, you could have, should have, would have, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what's your point? Isn't that awesome? Okay, the second thing is, y'all remember Robert De Niro in Taxi? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Because I used to work at this fairly male-oriented, and I love men. Oh my God, I love men. It was a fairly male-oriented job. And all the customers were men. It was just what it was. And so there was these two particular people in mind, and they were like talking to me rudely. And I was like, are you talking to me? And both of them were like, I mean, they stopped in their tracks. And guess what? We became very good friends because they respected me because I respected me. And if you're talking to me, dadgum, it better be nice or I'll be all up in your face like, are you talking to me like that? So anyway, that was cool. I loved that. That was a miracle. Those two guys are amazing. So anyway, the next thing I like to say is, who are you talking to? I don't know if y'all could tell, I married a lot of guys and they were all narcissists. They were kind of mean. And that's where I learned all this stuff. And so I'm like, who are you talking to? Like, who are you talking to? Because I don't deserve to be talked to like that. Just so you know, who are you talking to? I don't deserve to be talked to like that. And so that also was another big respect issue and boundary issue was like, if you're talking to me, you're talking to me nice, or you're not talking to me, talk to the hand because I'm not paying attention to anything mean. I like all nice, nice, fun, nice and fun. This next one is a pretty good tool for you to twirl and whirl on. Okay, let's twirl and whirl. Everybody still with me? Jump on your ball, twirl and whirl. Robert! Hi, Robert. Okay, so who or what are you giving your God-given power to, right? So we're all here in our hula hoop, right? And what do? We let our power leak onto people who don't deserve it. I mean, have you ever done that? Just my power just leaks out of my body right onto you. I'm standing there naked with no power because I just gave you all my power. I don't do that anymore. I'm very aware. And one of the things that keeps me aware is to be 59, because when I'm 59, I'm in the present moment and I'm not that scared little girl because I was 17 up until I got to CODA. I was 49 years old, like biologically or whatever the word is, but my mental capacity was 17 because that's where I started all my stuff and I lost a lot of emotional growth learning attributes. So even though I was 49, I was 17. And that 17-year-old girl proceeded to make all my decisions in my life. And if y'all know this, and a kid cannot handle an adult situation. Look at the chasm here. It's just impossible. So it wasn't until I got to CODA and I actually started acting my age that my choices and decisions got much better. Like I finally married a guy I like. It was awesome. So anyway, that's what happened to me when I grew up. Everything is about power, right? From the clothes you wear to how you do your hair to where you live to everything is about power. And what are we doing with our God-given power? You know, that's the question. I want you to just write it down. What are you doing with your God-given power? Because that's really important. And if I stay in the present moment and I live and I'm 59, man, I have really good days. I have really good days because of that. let me see. Oh, yeah, I have to tell you something. So this was so cool. So one time I called my sponsor and I'm like, oh my God, I'm acting just like my mother. And she goes, well, stop. And I was like, wow, it's that easy? I didn't know it was that easy. So I just stopped. So I'm giving y'all a little nugget. You don't have to act like your mother or your father. You can just be you. It's so much easier. Isn't that cool, Maria? Maria's like, yeah, it's cool. Okay. I know all these are my favorite things. So I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I have codependent lies in my head. And what they are, they're like little bitty things. So I don't know who goes in there and does it, but they say stuff to me that just isn't true. Like absolutely, hands down, not true. Okay. I listen to them though. And if I listen to them, they make me crazy. They basically make me crazy, those thoughts. And I'm like, I'm not crazy anymore. I'm saying them in CODA. So I label them codependent lies because they were things that I'd heard or believed or trusted before that don't work with me now that I'm actually in my present moment. And so when I forget who I am and I call out someone, some action to the universe that I don't want, I go, delete, delete, delete. So y'all could write this down if you want to. Delete, delete, delete. Because words and thoughts direct our lives. So if I'm thinking or feeling or saying these words, I don't want them anymore. So delete, delete, delete. Okay, that's my go-to. Or you can say cancel clear, right? So I'm always cancel clear, cancel, especially with Carter Frank. He'll say something that I know he doesn't want. I'm like, dude, cancel clear. We can't have that in this house. So anyway, that's pretty fun. That's a good way to when the codependent lies show up in your life, just cancel clear them out. Oh, hey, Robert, this one's for you. Okay, so there's this book called The Four Agreements, and All Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. Have y'all read that? Does everybody know what I'm talking about? If you don't have it, please run out and get it right away. Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements. The one agreement I'm going to talk to in this talk is just ask. I don't know about y'all, but when I was codependent, I mean, I'm still codependent, but when I was insane codependent, I didn't know that I could ask, right? I didn't know that I could ask to get my needs met. I didn't know. My mama didn't teach me. Her needs sure weren't getting met. So I remember this is my funnest story. So there was going to be the coolest CODA retreat at LaGrange, not at the whorehouse, just at LaGrange where we meet. And I just married this guy, right? I just married the dude. And I'm like, he had this big, huge Cadillac Escalade. And it fits a lot of girls. And I called my sponsor and I'm like, is it okay if I ask Carter Frank if I could take his Cadillac Escalade to the CODA retreat with all my girlfriends? She goes, you know what she said to me? She goes, it is absolutely okay for you, Linda, to get your needs met and ask to get your needs met. I'll be dadgum if I didn't get to drive with seven of my closest girlfriends to the CODA retreat in a Cadillac Escalade. The only thing I did different was I asked. I was scared of the dude, and I was scared to ask him. I married the nicest dude on the planet, but still, I was, he's my third husband. He's my favorite husband. I was scared of him. Jeez, I'm not scared anymore. And if I have a need, I ask to get my needs met. It's so beautiful. So I hope y'all do that. Just ask. Let me see if I wrote something fun down there. Oh, it's one of the most powerful tools I use. Just ask. I've just asked. When I learned this tool, I had some bosses. I asked to get raises. I asked to get time off. I asked to work part time, and because I wasn't scared anymore. So please just ask. Y'all, this one's kind of serious. I'm not very serious very often, however. So I'm in a meeting one time, and there was this guy in there, and he goes, what does that person want to hear? And I was like, oh my God, that was me my whole life. I didn't really know what I was doing, but that was it. I was like, what does this person want to hear? I never could be me. I wanted to make sure you liked me, and I wanted to make sure that you were going to love me. So I wanted to make sure I didn't say anything that was going to hurt you. What does that person want to hear? I don't know who of y'all can relate to that, but when that dude said that in the meeting, I was like, that was me. What do you want to hear? What can I do for you? How can I jump in your hula hoop and control your whole life? I mean, I didn't mean to say that, but you know, that's what I was doing. And that dude, that was just a couple months ago. He said that to me and it just blew me away. It was, what do they want to hear? Well, the good thing about that is I'm not an ass kiss and people pleaser anymore. And I don't care what they want to hear now. Isn't that awesome? Woo! That was CODA. That was my gift from CODA, is that I don't have to be an ass kissing people pleaser anymore, because if you don't like me, it's none of my business. It's just none of my business. And that's one of the things too. There's my business, your business, and God's business. And anytime I'm in one of those hula hoops that's not mine, I'm in trouble. I immediately know when I'm not in my own hula hoop, because the consequences, bam. I mean, it happens fast. So anyway, that was one of my favorite things. So let me just see if I had anything. I just have to tell y'all. Yeah, I just gave myself away. It was an ass kiss and people pleaser, and I got to say no, and I got to stop the behavior. And guess what I started to do? Tell the truth. I got to be me. I got to be me, not what I thought they wanted to hear. I got to just be me. Isn't that beautiful? Do y'all love that? I love that. Ugh, I love y'all. Y'all are easy. Nobody says a word. Okay. Oh, okay. This is my favorite. I know the other one was my favorite. This is really my favorite. So this is all because of Coda. I never have to do that again. Okay? I never have to do that again. And we can put in whatever it is. But when I got to Coda, started loving myself, started taking care of myself, I tell you what, my that was a second failed marriage, which I was just so crumbled because of it, because I'm like, it's my second one and it was just a disaster. The thing is, though, that was the marriage that got me into Coda. And so now I can look at it differently because for years I was just devastated because of all the stuff that happened. And so I married this guy that and then I recently learned about the word narcissist, and I'm going to go ahead and label him a narcissist. Okay, so I was in peril. I mean, I was in peril in that marriage. And then I finally, a good friend that's actually on this thing came and got me, and she goes, "We're going to Al-Anon." I was like, "Al-Anon?" He was an alcoholic too. I married an alcoholic. First husband was a gambler, second husband alcoholic. Okay, so I'm got two going for me, doing great here. So anyway, I go to my counselor, and she's like, "Linda, you have to go to Coda." And I'm like, what? I have to go to Coda? I'm in 13, 12-step programs and I gotta go to Coda? Yes, you have to go to Coda. So I go to Coda and I'm kicking and I'm screaming and I'm cussing. And of course, everybody, there was like four people in there and they all knew me. We all knew each other. I was so upset. And it wasn't until they read the characteristics that I'd love them to read that. And it said, "I accept sex when I want love." That just hit my heart. That's all I did. I just love me. Just please love me. Just like me. And I quit cussing so much. And I started paying attention. And I started listening. And that's where Coda helped me get this tagline. I never have to do that again. I never have to marry anybody like that again. And the cool thing about it is, my energy is so changed now because of Coda that, you know what? Those people don't even know I exist. And even if I wanted to get them, I couldn't get them because my energy is different. Isn't that beautiful? It's the most beautiful thing. I never have to do that again. Dadgummit, I'm happy about that. Oh, this is another good one. Give me your bat. Everybody on this call, so for whatever reason, I would beat myself up constantly. Just beat myself up for nothing, for stupid things, for whatever things, for, you know, I made a bad dinner, or I made a mistake with a friend, or I made a mistake at work, and I would just have my bat and I would just be beating myself to a pulp. And I'm like, why would I do that? You don't deserve that, Linda. Stop. Just stop. You know, kind of like the other things, just don't have to act like my mother. I don't have to beat myself up anymore. So anyway, every time I got that bat and I just threw it out the window. So what I would invite y'all to do, everybody on this call, just everybody give me the bat. If you are beating yourself up, give me your bat. Here's my hand. Everybody give me your bat. Everybody, everybody, everybody give me their bat. Everybody. Okay. Oh, Maria. Oh, she gave me hers. Okay, I just threw all the bats out of the window. Okay, they're gone. All the bats are gone. You don't have to beat yourself up anymore. I'm giving you permission to love yourself and not beat yourself up anymore. Oh, everybody take a deep breath. Didn't that feel great? We don't have to beat ourselves up anymore. Why'd we do that? Why would we beat ourselves up? We're precious children of God, for God's sakes. We don't got to beat ourselves up. Okay, yay, I'm so glad y'all gave me your bet. That's awesome. Okay, oh, here's my other favorite one. Guess what? This is what I learned in CODA. We are all equal. Say it with me. We are all equal. Maria said it. We are all equal. Okay, I know Abraham Lincoln said that like 470 years ago or something. I don't know why I didn't learn it back then, but I didn't learn it till I got to CODA. And it says in there, we are all equal. And I think it's the promises. The 12 promises says we are all equal. Well, I didn't know that because I thought if you were a doctor, a lawyer, a banker, if you had any type of power, a teacher, whatever, and you had a label, I thought you were more important than me. I didn't have that label. So I had to do what you wanted me to do. I had to give you all my power. That's how I lived. I gave everybody my power because I thought everybody with a label was more important than me. So what happened after I got into CODA, I attracted a job because I had attracted a job with really, really mean bosses. And I didn't have the tools from CODA to handle it, right? So I just cried. That worked very well for a very long time. But then I get to CODA and I attracted these two bosses that I love so much. And they were so cool. You know how I talk to them? I talk to them like I'm talking to y'all. Just like they're equal. Imagine that. They're equal. And you know what they told me? They told me, they said, Linda, I wish everybody would talk to me like you talk to me. That bosses want that. I don't think, maybe some bosses want ass kiss and people pleasers, but some of them don't. And these two didn't. They wanted somebody, and so I would talk to them just like I'm talking to y'all with no hesitation, and they loved me, and they respected me. That was the key. I respected me. I talked to them just like they were me. It was a beautiful thing. So maybe write that down, you know? Maybe that will help, that we're all equal, in case you didn't learn it, because it took me a long time to learn that, a long time. We are all equal. Y'all could even think, I wrote mom, friend, mom. Ooh, I said mom. That was another label that mom, friend, doctor, lawyer, husband, boyfriend, banker, friends. Who am I leaving out? You can just think about it because I know we can't talk right now, but whoever I'm leaving out, just think of it. Who or what are we giving our God-given power to? Because they don't deserve it. And if we're staying in our hula hoop, we don't have to give our power away anymore. We just stay in our hula hoop. Okay. I love you. I don't owe you. How many people have said, you owe me? And I'm like, dude, I don't owe you nothing. You owe me. Have you heard that? That's bullshit. We don't owe nobody nothing. We get to make a choice and a decision of how we want to treat people. And we don't owe them. I love you. You owe me. Ugh, isn't that icky? I got to wipe that off. Just wipe that off of you because that's gross. That's icky. Get it off your body. We don't owe anybody anything, right? Because what I think I owe to myself is self-respect and boundaries. And nobody's going to talk to me like that. And I've had people talk to me like that. And guess what? I don't even know where they are. Bye-bye. Okay. How many times do folks say you owe me? So I just grow some boundaries and some self-respect. And that's what I did. I love that. Okay, here's another really fun one. Okay, this one's my favorite, really one. This one is really my favorite one. People tell you, I know what you need. You need, and I'm like, you know what I need? I need oxygen. That's what I need is oxygen. Oxygen. I don't need somebody telling me what I need. How codependent is that? But you know what? For all my codependent, insane years, I needed people to tell me what I needed. But guess what? Not anymore. I know what I need. I pray and meditate. I have intuition. I know what I need. I need oxygen. Everything else is going to just work out. Isn't that cool? Y'all like that? Yeah. People don't need to be telling us what we need. I don't like that. Okay. Now this is a tool. I'm fixed. This is number 13, my favorite. I like 13 means transformation. So this is a tool I was thinking about, y'all. So I've got some horses out there, two rescue horses. And when I got them, they were all full of adrenaline and they were abused and who knows what happened to them, right? One of them, I could see her ribs, which was clearly abused with food. But the other one was just abused. He was just on adrenaline, right? So I ended up getting a new horse trainer that doesn't hit them, doesn't beat them, doesn't talk mean to them. She's teaching us how to be horses, right? So that, because horses are prey animals, and we're predators, okay? So she's teaching me how not to be a predator. So one of the things that I learned from my horses is when they're letting that adrenaline out, they go like this. So guess what I started doing? When I get upset and get too much adrenaline, do it with me. It made me understand why the horses do it. Did you just release some adrenaline or what? You know, and I read a thing that says do it 50 times a day, but it wasn't necessarily the horse thing. It was just like, do it with me. Just breathe in and breathe out. And you're supposed to do that 50 times a day, because I don't know about y'all, I'm a little bit hyper and I have to blow some of that adrenaline out and it makes me feel better. So that maybe that could be a good tool for y'all, because I really like that tool. This is another good one. This is another pretty good one. Are you ready for it? Pause before you open your mouth. Now, I'm not really good at that. But I'm working on it. So I read this in one of my, one of my daily readings. It was like, pause before you open your mouth. And I've also, just in my daily life, a lot of people don't listen. I don't know if you've noticed that, but people just like to talk and not really listen. And I know The Road Less Traveled, if y'all, anybody read that with Scott Peck. He said nobody listens. And I read that book in the 90s and I started listening from the 90s, like actually listening to people. And it's amazing. And now moving forward, what I'm learning is that if somebody says something, I don't have to comment. I can pause. And then that makes me think. Once I pause, then I'm thinking. I'm like, thinking about what I'm going to say rather than just blurting stuff out to just be heard. And it's really helped my heart. It's really helped my body, mind, and soul that I know I don't have to. You know, I can pause and listen and just really be present for the person that I'm speaking with. I love that. So just pause before we speak. That's what I've been doing. It seems to be working. And I get to stay in my hula hoop with my mouth shut. Can you imagine? It happens. Now, okay, we're almost done here. Okay. Trust this information because it helps to help me to stay in my hula hoop. And we already talked about there's my business, there's your business, and there's God's business. And anytime I'm in one of those, I'm not in my hula hoop. I got to be in my hula hoop because I'm in trouble. I'm in big trouble if I'm in your hula hoop or God's hula hoop. Man, I'm glad I don't do that much anymore. Okay, who's in your hula hoop? Just think about it. Who's in your hula hoop? Who's causing you grief? Who's trying to control you? Who's doing whatever codependent behavior happens to you? Because we allow people in our hula hoop that don't deserve to be in our hula hoop. It's too much work. Get them out of your hula hoop. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a full-time job. I don't need somebody else to be in my hula hoop and me managing somebody else, especially if they're adults. They got to manage their own self. And it sure is freeing to know that I don't have to. You know, I don't have to manage anybody else. Man, that is freeing. Who's in your hula hoops? Here's who is in your hula hoop. All the folks that you're giving your God-given power to. That's who's in your hula hoop. So it's just something to think about. Who am I giving my power to? You know, so we don't have to do that. I got two more. Y'all got room, time for two more? We got time for two more? Listen. No one listens. Again, Scott Peck, The Road Less Traveled. This action truly is a gift to ourselves and to others. I've had numerous people tell me, Linda, your listening to me is a gift. Because I literally, if you can imagine, I shut my mouth and I listen to the people that are talking to me. And I listen without comment to what others share. Isn't that awesome? I learned that in CODA. Okay, this is one that's pretty, this one's hard, okay? This is number 18, and it's future telling. I've heard it called future telling, and I've heard it, or fortune telling. So it hurts our souls, right? So what I do is I know I something pops into my head that's crazy, okay? Because it's not normal. It's a crazy thing pops into my head, and what do? I run with it. And I had a really cute story about Brené Brown. I don't know if y'all know Brené Brown. She's a teacher at University of Houston. She does a lot of shame work. So anything to get your hands on by Brené Brown is amazing. So she's working, and she also was working with Oprah, and she's got all this stuff going on, and she's drowning, right? She's sitting at her desk at home, and she's just drowning. And so her husband pulls in the driveway. They live in Houston, pulls in the driveway in his big Bubba truck, and shuts the door and comes in and opens the refrigerator and says, there's not even any ham in this refrigerator, and shuts the door. So Brené heard that. So what does she do? She starts fortune telling and future telling. Oh my God, he's going to divorce me. He's going to hate me. He's going to call my sister. He likes her better. I'm the worst mom. I can't even have food in the refrigerator. I don't know why I can't act right. And so all this is going on in her head. And to make a long story short, she asked her husband, she goes, why did you say that? And he said, because I was hungry. So she went through all of that. Fortune telling, future telling, and none of it was true. And she was hurting herself, you know, and thank God she has a nice husband. I love nice husbands. I finally got a nice husband. The nice husband went to her and he goes, you know what? You're drowning. Why don't you give this job to this girl? And why don't you give this job to this girl? Why don't you call Oprah and tell her that, you know, you can't do all this right now? And he just helped her get back to her zen. So it's just, we think about things that's never going to happen. And it's hard. It's hard not to do that. I'm working on it. I do go down the rabbit hole, but at least I don't go so far down now. You know, I catch myself. And, but even then, sometimes it still scares me. So that's what I'm working on to try to stop scaring myself and love myself more. And, huh, that's it. Yeehaw. Hope y'all loved it. I love y'all.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That was fun. Hope y'all had fun.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions? I would like you to submit them into the chat box, please. See anything that wasn't answered. There is a link here, or there are directions here. If anyone would like to donate to NorthTexasCODA.org, you go to the donate page under that website, and you can donate with debit, credit card, or PayPal. Of course, donations are used to pay for rent and to pay for the website, and I'm not really sure what else, as I'm new to the NorthTexasCODA.org organization. But I do thank you again, Linda. Next week we have Will from Northern California. And please hang around after the meeting for the meeting after the meeting.